The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everyone. Or good morning here on the West Coast. And good day everywhere, wherever you are. And thank you for those of you who are joining the Zoom page. Somehow I find it easier to talk when I see faces in front of me. I haven't quite mastered the art of being animated, just looking at a screen that doesn't have kind of a human response. So thank you who joined the Zoom. And I haven't quite mastered having a Zoom and a YouTube channel both open at the same time. I hope to soon, but I haven't yet. So yesterday, I was offering the notion of our practice in a variety of ways is an expression of wisdom and compassion. I think of them as the yang and the yin. The wisdom being, it is what it is. Each moment, each experience, pleasant or unpleasant, each interaction, pleasant or unpleasant, it is what it is. And the compassion, you know, each one of us navigating our life, each one of us exploring what it is to flourish, what it is to bring forth the qualities of being that make a life enriching, rewarding, vibrant, alive. And that these two interplay. And together, as we connect to them, they bring an extraordinary, extraordinary quality to our human experience. They enliven it. They give it depth. They create within us a capacity to be each moment. Create within us a capacity to trust the human process. It's not an affliction, it's a great gift. And of course, when we're just holding that as an admonition or a transformative notion, and that can inspire us, but when we taste it, when we become it, something in us is deeply nourished. So as we start to sit, if you can just remind yourself of what it is to be aware in the midst of the human condition. Usually what's most dominant for us is some state of mind, maybe with a persistent contact, or maybe just a disposition. And in the midst of that disposition, reminding ourselves this is about meditation, is about calling forth the qualities of presence that enhance and support the human experience. Rather than some should, more a quality of taking this time to nurture our being. Discovering how the very process of being aware as our singular activity can be benevolent. It can be supportive. And as we engage our body, can we find within our relationship to it, within our posture, within our somatic being, can we find that benevolence, that expression of physical aliveness? Maybe just tuning in to the physical sensations in the body. Each of them an expression of aliveness. As you tune in, can you let the body teach you through its physical sensations what it is to inhabit it fully, what it is that helps it to open, that helps it to find a quality of uprightness, a quality of balance. What it is that helps the chest open and soften. Quite literally, what is it to be heartful? Then almost as if you didn't know how to breathe, just noticing the inhale and the exhale, how they move through our body. The physical movement of breathing in. Physical opening to what's happening in the moment, taking it in, taking in the physical sensation, taking in the thoughts, taking in any ambient sounds. Taking in any mental dispositions, emotions. It is what it is. and with the out breath, release. Everything changes. It's dynamic. It's a constant flow. We exhale. Maybe if your experience feels a little tumultuous, the exhale can have a quality of a sigh. Not dismissing or rejecting, but just finding a way to be with. Do not grasp and cling. And then tending to the stream of consciousness that flows with this body and this breath. This constant engagement in living this life. This amazingly complex event that's happening in our being all the time. Creating emotions, creating memories, creating thoughts. Creating openness, creating contraction. Can in all that be embodied and breathe through? And when you notice that your awareness has wandered, just pause. Let the moment rediscover itself. Let the body rediscover itself. Remembering, we don't make the moment happen. It's always happening. And as we move towards the end of our sitting, imagine the bell has already rung. Whatever doing has been happening can be allowed to fall away. And just being, without any agenda, without imposing consequence. Thank you.